All right, so take me through the creative process for this album. What was how is it different from the other albums and EPs you've produced over the years?
Cool. This is my third full album, and the first album that I made and the first few singles and EPs that I made were kind of all with a major record label in Japan. And I was still figuring out what I wanted to do. I had all of these other people involved in the creative process and a lot of people telling me what I should do and, you know, what I need to do to sell. And there were just all sorts of pressures. And I feel like over the years and over doing this for a while now, and after going independent, I really wanted to become I've always been a storyteller, but I wanted each album to tell a story and to have a theme about it. So the first independent album I made was You and Me, and that was all about after a trip that I went on to Hawaii and to California and to Nicaragua and just meeting all of these different people, very rich people, very poor people, homeless kids in San Diego and then kids who live on a dump in Nicaragua. After meeting all of these people, I realized that the one thing we have in common is that we all need each other, that relationships, we all need relationships and we all need love. So You and Me came out of that trip and that experience. And then Hope in You, which was the next mini album after that, came after what happened in Japan with the tsunami and the earthquakes, because I was living in Japan at the time and experienced this, the ground shaking like never before. And went up to Tohoku, went up to the northern regions, and spent a lot of time with people there who were refugees and played music for them. And through that experience, I wrote Hope in You, which was what I needed to write to get out all of the feelings and all of the experiences that I had up in northern Japan. And this album, Rise Above, was written through... Rise Above is, to me, it feels like I've grown again and I've become a lot stronger, because Hope in You, I was still struggling and still trying to find myself and lost a lot of confidence after what had happened in northern Japan and lost confidence in myself as an artist. And then with Rise Above came about after touring Japan last year. We went on a huge tour all around the coastline of Japan and met all of these amazing people. Again, I went up to see my friends in northern Japan, and I also went to Hiroshima and saw the atomic bomb museum and saw the dome, which was the epicenter of the atomic bomb for the first time ever. And it was a real shocking experience, but just to see how Hiroshima had become a city that of peace and a beautiful town 70 years later, and, you know, a place of forgiveness and peace, really encouraged me. And I really felt the strength of the Japanese people and was really encouraged by how strong and resilient people were when tough times come and when hard things happen, that it's not the end, it's like the beginning, and it's like something that can inspire and kickstart a revolution and bring about change. So for me, I was going through a really hard time last year and battling a whole bunch of new changes, and just seeing all these different things and meeting all these different people encouraged me to rise above and to take these challenges and let them make me stronger.